Comcast Audio presents Miriam C. Cooper's King Kong. By Joe DeVito and Brad Strickland.
One. Hoboken Waterfront, December 3, 1932. John Weston peered anxiously ahead from the back seat of the creeping taxi. Even in the obscuring twilight and behind the lightly floating veil of snow, the wanderer was clearly no more than a humble tramp freighter. Weston shook his head. He had imagined a ship of lean grace, all sharply curving contours, straining to embark on a great adventure.
"Sure we're in the right place?"
Weston asked the cab driver.
"Where you told me, pal? Pier 4.
The cabbie found a place to park in the shadowed lee of a warehouse. Weston sat for a moment, looking through the side window, still not sure. The down-at-heel support of the Hoboken pier certainly matched the rusty tub moored to it. With others of her kind, the wanderer blended into the nondescript background of the unpretentious old town, camouflaged into anonymity. Beyond her, visible in the far distance, twinkled the bright Saturday evening lights on the Manhattan side of the river.
"Lord, I'd never have called that a sea-going craft. Don't knock the flag down yet. I want to make sure this is the right place."
"Yeah, sure." Weston...